Hello, and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Matt Rich, and it is my pleasure reading God's Word to you. Some of you may know me from the choir. My wife is Sarah. We have two kids, Micah and Abby. In this Advent devotional guide, we are journeying through the story of the Bible and looking at the ways we see light break through the darkness, from creation to new creation. Today is Sunday, December 8th, and I'm reading Exodus 19 from the ESV. Israel at Mount Sinai. On the third new moon after the people of Israel had gone out of the land of Egypt, on that day they came into the wilderness of Sinai. They set out from Rephidim and came into the wilderness of Sinai, and they encamped in the wilderness. There Israel encamped before the mountain, while Moses went up to God. The Lord called to him out of the mountain, saying, "Thus you shall say to the house of Jacob, and tell the people of Israel, you yourselves have seen what I did to the Egyptians and how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now therefore, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, you shall be my treasured possession among all peoples, for all the earth is mine. And you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words that you shall speak to the people of Israel." So Moses came and called the elders of the people and set before them all these words that the Lord had commanded him. All the people answered together and said, "All that the Lord has spoken we will do." And Moses reported the words of the people to the Lord. And the Lord said to Moses, "Behold, I am coming to you in a thick cloud, that the people may hear when I speak with you, and may also believe you forever." Now when Moses told the words of the people to the Lord said to Moses, "Go to the people and consecrate them today and tomorrow, and let them wash with their garments and be ready for the third day. For on the third day the Lord will come down on Mount Sinai in the sight of all the people. And you shall set limits for the people all around, saying, 'Take care not to go up into the mountain or touch the edge of it. Whoever touches the mountain shall be put to death. No hand shall touch him, but he shall be stoned or shot. Whether beast or man, he shall not live. When the trumpet sounds a long blast, they shall come up to the mountain.'" So Moses went down from the mountain to the people and consecrated the people, and they washed their garments. And he said to the people, "Be ready for the third day. Do not go near a woman." On the morning of the third day, there were thunder and lightning and a thick cloud on the mountain, and a very loud trumpet blast, so that all the people in the camp trembled. Then Moses brought the people out of the camp to meet God, and they took their stand at the foot of the mountain. Now Mount Sinai was wrapped in smoke because the Lord had descended on it in fire. The smoke of it went up like the smoke of a kiln, and the whole mountain trembled greatly. And as the sound of the trumpet grew louder and louder, Moses spoke, and God answered in the thunder. The Lord came down on the Mount Sinai to the top of the mountain, and the Lord called Moses to the top of the mountain, and Moses went up. And the Lord said to Moses, "Go down and warn the people, lest they break through to the Lord to look, and many of them perish. Also let the priests who come near to the Lord consecrate themselves, lest the Lord break out against them." And Moses said to the Lord, "The people cannot come up to Mount Sinai, for you yourself warned us, saying, 'Set limits around the mountain and consecrate it.'" And the Lord said to him, "Go down and come up, bringing Aaron with you, but do not let the priest and the people break through to come up to the Lord, lest he break out against them." So Moses went down to the people and told them. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word. Today's title is God's Covenant and Our Identity. In our previous readings, Moses led the Israelites out of bondage, across the Red Sea and through the wilderness. In Exodus 19, we find the children of Israel arriving at a mountain in the desert, the very mountain where God first revealed himself to Moses in the burning bush. This arrival and the subsequent events are high points in Exodus, showcasing God's fulfillment of his promise to Moses and initiating a new stage in his covenant relationship with his people. This new era came with the promise of three blessings. The Israelites will be his treasured possessions, a kingdom of priests, and a holy nation, if they obey God's voice and keep his covenant. Essentially, God tells the Israelites that if they obey him, they will be his most prized possession, a whole nation set apart to give him glory and dedicated to serving him in all aspects of life. Imagine hearing this promise while being a slave wandering through the wilderness with no country to call home, no possessions except for the few items you carry, and no standing in the world's eyes. You have no gifts, prestige, power, or talents to merit God's favor. Yet, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob calls you into a relationship with him because you are his royal property, his most prized possession. This is not because of anything you have done, but because of who God is and his love for you. How wondrous is this new identity? However, this covenant came with a condition. God clarified it required full, perfect obedience. Because of their sin, the Israelites were never able to fulfill the terms of the covenant. They struggled to keep the law and failed every day. The more they struggled, the more they realized their need for grace and someone who could perfectly obey the law. They were waiting for the one who would come not in thunder and clouds, but in a lowly manger, the one who would ultimately keep the law perfectly. We are not much different from the Israelites. We know his law, but we fail to abide by it. We are all broken, wandering, enslaved to sin, and in need of a Savior. We cannot offer or do anything to merit God's grace. We are covenant breakers who must look to Christ for our salvation. By God's covenantal choice, we are also a kingdom of priests. He has made us his treasure, bringing us from slavery to royalty and setting us apart for his royal service. Since we are saved for God's glory, our service is to worship and serve him in all of life. Soli Deo Gloria. Father, thank you for this day that you have given us. Thank you for this lesson today that there is nothing that we can do to merit your favor. And yet, even though we cannot, you have still come, sent your Son into a lowly manger so that we can be made right with you. Father, if there is anyone out there today that is listening that feels like they certainly have not needed this or they don't deserve your love, Father, we pray for them and that they know that you have chosen them, that by your good grace and your good mercy, not by anything that we have done, and it's by all that you have done for us. We thank you for that, and as we live into that, and our response would be that we give you glory in all that we do, all that we say, in our worship every day. Amen.